Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to take part in G20 Leaders Summit beginning today at Johannesburg in South Africa. President Vladimir Putin warns Russian forces will advance further if Ukraine turns down US peace plan. President Zelensky says Ukraine risks losing dignity. Over 200 school children abducted in Nigeria in an attack on a Catholic school. Over 40 people killed after torrential rain, flooding and landslides hit central part of Vietnam. And in men's cricket, South Africa win the toss and elect to bat against India in second and final test at Guwahati. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg in South Africa beginning today. During the gathering, Mr. Modi will participate in all sessions and present India's key priorities, including global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition, and reforms in global governance. This year's gathering carries special significance as it is the first time the summit is being hosted on the African continent. The theme for 2025 is Solidarity, Equality and Sustainability. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Johannesburg last evening to attend the summit. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit starting today. PM Modi will present India's perspective on key global issues shaping the summit's agenda. These highlights include Prime Minister holding several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of this summit. The opening session will focus on inclusive and sustainable economic growth, leaving no one behind. The G20, the premier forum for international economic cooperation, plays a critical role in shaping global economic stability. At its inception, the G20 comprised 19 countries and the European Union. The African Union was inducted as a permanent member under India's presidency in 2023. India's G20 presidency has been regarded as a model for addressing global challenges, guided by Prime Minister Modi's vision of an inclusive, ambitious, and decisive approach. India showcased its best practices, values, and cultural heritage, reflecting the ancient philosophy of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, One Earth, One Family, One Future. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese on the sidelines of the G20 summit at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday. Mr. Modi arrived in Johannesburg last evening to attend the three-day G20 Leaders Summit. Both leaders expressed satisfaction at the substantial deepening and diversification of bilateral ties as India and Australia mark 5 years of their comprehensive strategic partnership. Both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the global fight against terrorism. Australian Prime Minister also extended his condolences to the families on the recent terror attack in India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during their talks, they emphasized three key sectors, defense and security, nuclear energy and trade, where there is immense potential for ties to grow further. Prime Minister Modi also held a meeting with the South African multinational internet and technology company Naspers chairman Koos Becker and CEO Fabricio Loisi. Later, the Prime Minister interacted with the Indian origin tech entrepreneurs and members of the Indian community based in South Africa. US President Donald Trump met with New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani at the White House. Speaking to media after the talks yesterday, President Trump expressed confidence that Mamdani will do a good job. He said it was a great meeting, adding that his administration will be helping him to make a strong and very safe New York.
We had a meeting today that actually surprised me. He wants to see no crime. He wants to see housing being built. He wants to see rents coming down, all things that I agree with, ideally by building a lot of additional housing. Yeah. That's the ultimate way. He agrees with that, and so do I.
Mr. Mamdani thanked the U.S. President for the productive meeting and said it focused not on places of disagreement, but on the shared purpose of serving New Yorkers. on the immigration crackdown, President Trump said. He discussed the issue with the New York City mayor-elect, and the administration will focus on murderers and drug dealers. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged the G20 nations to use power to ease global suffering. He said the G20 nations hold enormous potential to ease suffering and set the world on a more peaceful course. Mr. Guterres made the remarks during a media briefing after arriving in Johannesburg to participate in the G20 Leaders' Summit. The UN chief said during the summit he would call on G20 members to use their leverage to lead the required action needed. He added that rising military spending is drawing resources away from development. He said today, Africa remains underrepresented across global institutions and this must change. Mr. Guterres also made a plea for G20 members to ease debt burdens and with new instruments to reduce borrowing costs and risks.
Developing countries, in particular in Africa, are suffering from a perfect storm of shrinking fiscal space, crushing debt burdens, and the global financial architecture that is failing to support or even represent them adequately.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The 56th International Film Festival of India moves into its third day today, showcasing a vibrant mix of cinema, talent and global participation. Akashvani News, with its exclusive on-ground coverage, brings you the latest updates. Here is a detailed report.
Day 3 of IFFI 2025 brings a colourful palette to cine lovers. Some prominent films that will be screened today are Italian film Mosquitoes by Valentina Bertini and Nicole Bertini, Jafar Panahi's It Was Just an Accident, Surya Balakrishnan's Deepa Didi, and Assamese film Sikar by Debankar Borgohai, among others. Strengthening the spirit of Nari Shakti, for the first time over 50 female directors are presenting their films. Today, Simple Dugar will be presenting her film Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai. The festival also has three venues for open-air screenings where cine lovers can relish films either on Miramar Beach or on the helipad in Bagator or in the lush lawns of Ravindra Bhavan in Madgaon. As part of masterclasses, Vidhu Vinod Chopra will speak on the art and emotion of filmmaking, while Tricia Tuttle, festival director Berlinale, will be in conversation with IFFI's festival director Shekhar Kapoor in an interesting session on redefining cinema in the world of AI. This is Saira Mujtaba, Akashvani News, IFFI, Goa.
In Nigeria, gunmen attacked a Catholic boarding school and abducted more than 200 school children in the western region of the country. The attack and abductions took place at St. Mary's School yesterday, a Catholic institution in the Agwara local government's Papiri community. A spokesperson for the Niger State chapter of the Christian Association of Nigeria, Daniel Atori, said that attackers seized 215 students as well as 12 teachers. The Niger State Police Command said the abductions took place in the early hours and that military and security forces have since been deployed to the community. In men's cricket, South Africa were 58 for no loss against India on day one in the second and final test at the Barasapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when reports last came in. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to take part in G20 Leaders' Summit beginning today at Johannesburg in South Africa. President Vladimir Putin warns Russian forces will advance further if Ukraine turns down US peace plan. President Zelensky says Ukraine risks losing dignity. Over 200 school children abducted in Nigeria in an attack on a Catholic school. Over 40 people killed after torrential rain, flooding and landslides hit central part of Vietnam. And in men's cricket, South Africa win the toss and elect to bat against India in second and final test at Guwahati. And that is the end of this news bulletin.